Get Talent podcast.
Look at you with your Phillies, your Phillies t-shirt over here.
Special here, I know.
Oh my gosh, Jack. Look at us, huh?
Look at us. Big times.
Big time, man. Randy, thanks so much for being here with us. Jack Jampel, thank you so much. We're talking talent, you know, we're talking recruiting, retention, development. How do we manage in this environment? Jack, you've always got some other side of the coin type of contrarian point of views. Jack, is this remote thing really working? Are we going to all have to go back to the office, Jack? What's coming down the pike for us?
I've always said remote right now is working. It's been going on because of COVID. I think companies are pretty much going along with remote and the employees are kind of in control now with that situation. But I think, as we see the recession coming in, as we see it getting tougher, to finding employment, I think we're going to see a change back to more hybrid. I think you're going to see companies requiring more people to come back to the office. Culture and training and projects and things like that, it's just really hard to do remotely. But so there'll be a place for remote, as there always was. But I think we're going to slowly come back to a hybrid.
Yeah. Once the employers have a little bit more negotiating room there. We've got people checking in. Put those questions in here. If you got questions for Randy or Jack or Danny and Jana and Jillian or myself, put those in there. We got people checking. This is awesome. Karina from Missouri. Look at this. She's loving check in with your high potential talent. She loves that. Fantastic. Scott Chapman saying, hey, Ben and Randy, Omaha was amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, it really was. Jackie Rowan says, Jana needs some of Janet's tea with honey.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Jackie. Send that over. Room service here is winflation. I can't even take credit for that. That was Air Inc. actually coined that one. Apparently a gallon of milk here costs $20. Randy, these are global mobility jokes, people. Randy, are you agreeing with Jack or is he just crazy?
No, I don't think he's crazy this time.
I mean, he can be both. All right.
She says not this time.
Yeah. We are actually in a hybrid model. We've always had a certain amount that were full-time working remote because they're sales, they're client relations managers, they're in region. But we came back to the office pretty early during the whole COVID pandemic. And we have different schedules for different people. We share some of the spaces together as a result of that. So it's helped with footprint, some sustainability benefits in there too.
Yeah. Now, Randy, I think NEI is a little different from some of the other RMCs, right? So we just had, we had an RMC on kind of last segment and they're in Connecticut and they said, oh gosh, I got 10 competitors in town. I can poach them all day long and see, there's plenty of referral sources, great talent pool, but you're in Omaha, right? Mm-hmm. And I wonder, how does that change the way that you recruit and look for talent?
We look throughout the globe. We don't just restrict ourselves to Omaha by any means. So that's something that really, I think, changed for even different positions in the organization, positions that you maybe wouldn't normally have remote, but you're not going to overlook talent during these types of times. And wherever they're at, you're going to go for them.
Yeah, you got to do whatever it takes, right? We've been saying war for talent for decades, it feels like, right?
But we have.
The war got nuclear, over the last couple, and really, really crazy. Jack, I brought up a stat and I want to hear your reaction to it. It said, it was from HRO magazine, I think. I don't even know if it's a magazine anymore. Maybe it's a website. Anyway, 80% of HR managers said that their, biggest concern was retention. Are you seeing that or has the pendulum shifted already? Is that old news?
It's starting to become old news. We were hearing about a lot of people leaving for other opportunities. And a lot of that was due to COVID and people being home and saying that they were more productive, but actually looking for other positions. while they're home. And I think a lot of that had to do with people going to other jobs. And there's another statistic out there about those people that did jump. How many of those wish that they would not have done so?
Ooh, the grass wasn't greener, huh,
yeah,
Jack?
Yeah, there's a big, I don't exactly know what the metric was, but yeah, it did show that a lot of people that did make that move wish that they didn't.
Jack, I want to see you write a column, because Jack has a column called The Other Side of the Coin. I want to see an other side of the coin called brown grass, because that's what I think a lot of people are finding out there. So then what do they do when the grass isn't greener? Are they going to go back? Are they going to look for another job? I mean,
yeah, there was quite a few, I think, that have gone back, you know, that were good employees.
Are companies taking people back? Because, I mean, a lot of times people leave the company and it's like not eligible for rehire. Yeah. I mean, that was kind of a, man, now we're not taking that person back. But I'm like, I think
COVID made it different, though. You're a whole different, under normal circumstances, you're right, probably if someone left. But I think because of COVID, employers are looking at them differently and knowing that they're under hardships and stress.
Oh, maybe it's family related or childcare, whatever. So, Randy, do you see the philosophy behind that kind of changing about boomerang employees, if you will?
Well, I think that we've had some individuals that have come back, and we have some that, you know, have considered coming back. I think everybody's just trying to find their way now that we're coming to, I don't know if we're coming to an end, but we're certainly learning to live with it. So I think the healing has begun, and they're going to make different decisions.
So now, Randy, I want to kind of switch gears here a little bit, because, you know, NEI, it seems like to me, is a organization that values or has traditionally valued people being in the office. Mm-hmm. And now you're like, hey, we're going to go find that talent wherever it is, mm-hmm. right? Needs of the business dictate that we do that. How do you manage and lead that workforce now that's remote? What has your company had to do kind of differently to engage them and build that culture and keep them paying attention and engaged?
And I think a lot of it, before Zoom became so popular, we had a system that you could still see people. Mm-hmm. So we were Zooming, I guess, before Zoom was a thing. And I think that played a big part in keeping people together and maybe even a little bit more accountable at times.
You got to get dressed.
Right.
You got to be somewhere. You got to be in front of your computer at the time.
Right. But, you know, keeping them engaged, we tried to find, if we did something in the office, some fun activity, we tried to find it in a virtual type environment so that they could have fun too. And we did employee engagement survey this year, probably a little bit sooner than we would have. But, you know, it was important to get a new pulse on everything.
How often are you doing those surveys, Randy?
Gosh, usually it would be every several years, maybe even 5 years. But this was such a change in dynamics that it just seemed appropriate as we were looking at, you know, what is the right compensation, or we asked for ideas. Mm-hmm. And they would give us lots of ideas.
I'm sure they did, especially on compensation, right? I bet it kind of went more like directionally, I'm thinking probably, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot on benefits and time off. You know, people were just really needing time off, time to kind of refocus and recenter. So we thought it would be best if we organized that a little bit.
But those suggestions, they were like realistic. They really brought like ideas that were like, possibility.
I think most of them were realistic. Not all that we would be able to do or felt we wanted to do, mm-hmm. such as 5 days a week remote for everybody. It's difficult to keep your culture alive.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. part of what you talked about earlier was culture and keeping it alive. And we have people come in anywhere from 30 days to 6 months into the office before they're eligible to have a hybrid
schedule. But how does that work with remote people? Because do we have kind of two classes of people in our organization? We have the full remotes and the locals who are like on a hybrid scheme. Mm-hmm. And is there an equity issue there I mean, this is all uncharted territory, right? Yeah, we're just making this up as we go along, right?
You know, an important, we do pulse surveys every year. We've always done them every year. And it's a big part of our company culture. I think what we have to remember, and I come from the business side too, I just wasn't in mobility, is that if you look before COVID, companies were doing fantastic before COVID, okay, with that model of what they were doing. You know, revenue was up, and they were just, profits were unbelievable before COVID. So, you know, what's to stop companies to say, that's the way we were making money, okay? We need to get back to the way it was. And that's what my point was, is that as we slowly move on, I think they're going to go back to the models where they were making the most money.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's super interesting. And especially the fact that the decision makers in that process, i.e. the C-suite, you know, most of their career was in person, in office, traditional, whatever. Danny, you're out there talking to talent all the time. What is the appetite for in-office versus remote? Is it a significant hindrance being in the office? Is there a, are you seeing what, how does it affect compensation? I mean, what's out there, man?
I mean, I would say that, you know, still, I mean, I think it's challenging, to bring people into the office at this point. Still, I think we're not there yet. There's definitely, a hindrance in terms of, attracting those people in there. And I think still it surpasses. I think that having the ability to work remotely, I think people would prefer that over compensation.
Yeah.
What are you seeing? Really,
I would agree with that. I think the majority of people I've spoken to, they're more focused on the remote aspect, and they'll accept a little bit of a lower salary because they don't have to travel or do anything like that involves extra cost. They just sit in their home and they can open their computer and go to work.
Isn't it funny? Because now when you start telling people it's in office, like, well, gosh, they're out gas and time, and they get a calculator out and they're like, you know what, that's going to run me. I'm like, yeah, it's baked into the salary, you know? Mm-hmm. But I mean, it feels to me like we're going towards almost two pay scales.
Yeah.
And not by design, not that comp is saying, I'm going to pay you more if you come in. But the market saying, I will accept less if you let me work from home.
Yeah. Definitely true. And
Randy's saying no. Randy's shaking her head. What are you seeing, Randy? Am I crazy?
We're not there yet.
Listen, Randy, we can play this game. Is Ben crazy? Let's go. Yeah. What's up?
Well, we're not seeing remote versus in office really making a difference in the compensation. And I think in our world, because many of the positions you can recruit from a lot of different places, that we're not just on an Omaha compensation schedule. We're on a national compensation schedule because that's who we compete with.
Well, and that's what I'm going to challenge you a little bit there, because Omaha, I think, is a lower cost of living area than the Connecticut's, the New Jersey's, the Dallas's, obviously the West Coast. Mm-hmm. So maybe that differential that you might see in people willing to take less, but you're hiring in them from a, you know, maybe a relocation area, you know, where there's relocation dense populations. Maybe you're just not getting it because you're paying that cost of living is baked into their expectations over there. And so maybe because you're already getting probably a pretty good deal on that local homegrown talent in Omaha. I don't know. I mean, I just, you know, Jack, you know how the show works. We don't actually have to have facts or anything. We get the mic, so it's true. You know, that's how it works.
True. But I mean, there's truly people that need remote, and I'm really for remote. I work remotely. And, you know, my daughter would love to work remotely, and she works for a really great company, but she's got to come back in the office now 3 days a week, and 2 days she works from home. But the difference is that the company takes care of her, you know, and that is so important. Okay, that she's not, you know, going to look, because, you know, she would love to be home with her kids all the time. But I think it's so important that the companies really address, as they make these changes to come back to the office, that they still remain flexible. I think managers are not really prepared to, you know, just manage remote workforce. They're just not prepared for that. It's still that same old thing. You know, being seen in the office is going to be more valuable than not seeing someone for 6 months.
It's tough, right? I mean, do we have the tools in our toolkit? You know, you know, if you're a manager or a leader who was kind of brought up through the ranks in a pre-COVID era, in an in-person era, do you have the tools in your toolkit to manage in a post-COVID remote world? It's really challenging. We got people checking in here. Hit that like button. I want to know what you think. If you've got questions for Randy or Jack or anybody. Mike Quigley saying, good evening. What's up? Go Phillies, he says. Another misguided soul out there. Who are they playing, Jack? I don't even know.
I don't even know. I think Houston.
I'm in a bubble here in Vegas. I have no idea what's going on outside. I haven't been outside in 3 days. I have no idea what's going on. I haven't seen the sun. We got Ruby checking in. Ruby's got a question for Randy. You ready? Buckle up. Here it comes. Randy question. Does being a boomerang change the trust factor between employer employee? I have personally worked with a few. Huh, Ruby, what do you think? Second time around, is there a little like side eye, like, hey, you gonna do this to me again? You gonna break my heart?
I don't believe so, at least in our organization, because we're not going to come to an arrangement to have them come back if we feel that that's going to be that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love when I talk to Randy. It's always simple. It's so much wisdom. It's like very simple, very easy. No. This is great. I want to ask you real quick before we get on to our next guest. You want to leave us maybe with a final thought, final pearls of wisdom? Jack, would you like to go first?
Pearls of wisdom.
Give somebody advice out there, Jack. It's like your favorite pastime, that and watching the Eagles. give somebody a piece of advice, Jack.
The only piece of advice I have is whatever you do, you know, try to do something you enjoy doing. Whatever job you have, whatever career you're in, you know, life's too short. Do something that you really enjoy doing.
I think we're all blessed there, right, Jack? I mean,
absolutely.
We have the best jobs in the world.
That's right.
I mean, besides, I tell kids that all the time when I talk to college students. So I'm like, besides being a professional athlete or a rock star, like, this is pretty much it. This is it, right?
Global mobility professional.
Like, it's a sleeper profession, okay?
Yeah.
Like,
people don't know.
They really don't know. Randy, a piece of advice maybe for leaders out there?
I would say for the leaders, really embrace your values, because that's what drives your culture, and make sure that it's in everything that you do. It's on the wall. It's in performance evaluations. It's in discussions. Stay in contact with your employees, you know, all the various teammates, because that's important. They want to be connected. They want to know that they're valued. And we all get busy, and sometimes we forget that, or we think we don't have time for it. But the reality is you have to make time for that.
Yeah.
Love it. Great stuff. Mm-hmm. This has been wonderful. We got more guests coming up, so stay tuned. We're going to let Randy and Jack get out of here, and we've got some more guests coming to us from the Southern Hemisphere. Talent Podcast.